This is Sage and Judea reporting to you from High Prairie Elementary.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and we need to be diligent with our safety procedures so this continues to be a fun tradition. Students are allowed to distribute Valentines to their classmates. To exercise additional caution, students must bring their Valentines to school in a bag on February 9th. These Valentine's gifts will be quarantined until distribution on February 12th. Any Valentines coming after February 9th will not be distributed.
D4J has been building playgrounds to test their knowledge of levers, building supports, and wheels. 4D has been occupied with doing fractions, writing poems, and building playgrounds. They are also learning about how oral traditions relate to places and people in Alberta.
January snow and weather made it super easy for 2R to make a next six out of snow. We were encouraged to make them as a team or individuals. This was the best part of lesson, being outside, working as a team, and making a creation using our imagination, and lessons from the people that went before us. Watch for them on the playground again once the weather changes the snow into chunks.
KH is crafting melted snowmen this week. They were reading Sneezy the Snowman and coming up with lots of different ways their snowmen can melt. The kindergarten classes will be starting their fundraiser soon. This year we are selling Pretty's chocolates just in time for Easter. Kindergarten parents, please be sure to watch for order forms to come home, and HPE families that wish to order more information will be sent home in the family gram. Thank you to the Kindergarten Parents Council for organizing this fundraiser.
2CL has been practicing lots of subtracting and addition strategy. They have been using strategies from the past of subtracting and adding 10 and subtracting 9 plus 1, using a number line, number bonds, counting on and backwards, using doubles near doubles too. Now that we're subtracting and adding two-digit numbers, we are also learning to use the traditional algorithm method that our grandparents used. In addition to our regular reading and writing and literacy, we've tried new technology options. We want to thank teacher Brenda Colum in 5-6C for engaging the use of Google Meet to share wonderful books with us. We miss reading buddies, but this was definitely fun. Our class is now planning which books we want to share with 5-6C.
In the online 6M class, the students are creating a virtual cookbook to help them learn about fractions and math. The students are sharing their favorite baking recipes and taking photos of themselves while creating their delicious masterpieces. We are using the recipes to relate to different activities in our math class.
Students in 6L are eager and excited to be starting learning about our solar system in science. Students are making a model of our solar system to understand what it looks like.
The grade 5 students have finished their family interview. Now they are gathering addresses to mail the interviews to grandparents. The grade 5s are now on to researching and creating a journal about immigrants who came to Canada.
The grade 6 students wrapped up their ancient Athens research of an ancient Greek god goddess monster. Next, the grade 6 will be studying the Iroquois Confederacy to see how they ran government. All the students have been working on division with one question. Most are able to demonstrate their skills with addition, subtraction, multiplication, fractions, decimals, and of course division. Teacher Brenda Colum is proud of how hard they have worked with their number sense.
This has been Sage and Judea reporting to you from High Prairie Elementary.